Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Making Change Possible.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. My Father will honor whoever serves me." The Gospel of the Lord. To hear this gospel in the same week as the massacres in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, gives one pause. The list of the dead grows. The hospitalized wait to see relatives. People choke up at the news on television. We see photos of a mother who died covering her infant son to save him. How can these grains of wheat, lives lost, produce much fruit? How will that little boy be a sign of the loves that saved him? Long lines of people waited to give blood to help the victims. Others worked to rush to save them by rushing them to the hospital. Hearts were broken, eyes filled with tears. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. God is in the broken and opens us up to new life and ways of seeing life around us through the tears. God holds what we cannot. Over the years, I took photos of wheat in all stages of their life, as well as watching it being harvested. An ear of wheat holds many grains. The shafts can feed many animals when the hay is cut down. Broken hearts hold many hands, hopes, and dreams, some born of the breaking and others in the dying. What will we do to help eliminate the hate that spawns such violence? What are the grains of our hearts that can heal and listen to hearts bereft like grains that fall to the ground and die? How can we be not just a single grain, but one that gives life and hope to those in need? How can the tears of our living give rise to new dreams and open our hearts to loving all our neighbors? We need to allow ourselves to be broken open, to accept one another in love, that bread can be baked by the heat of our loving and bring us to peace. Let us act to make changes possible today. What will you do?